The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Of September. Today is the first day of September. And I'm glad and happy to see you in the month of September. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is in his place. The Lord in his place. Be rest assured as you are in the house of the Lord. The Lord will never disappoint you. He will never let you down. So you are welcome to the house of the Lord. If you are on the any of the social outlets, know that distance is no barrier. And whatever we do here, just avail yourself and be in tune with us. And
now,
the Lord will have his own way.
Who said, "Kwani tinti e womu no e ya kwesi die."
Amen.
Amen.
And as we said from the beginning of the 100 days prayer at the beginning of August, I told you that just what you have before God.
I see. As I say no, ono kan say ni awo nyami se obesi nyami yema obi ano.
Just write it.
Chro. But
write it somewhere. So that at the end of the 100 days,
you
to know how many of the things God has done. Because as human as we are, there are some things that we take for granted. But those things have been worrying us. So when the Lord does it, you take it. When you see it coming to pass, you take it. And you will take it to you see that at the end of the 100 days, every prayer request has been answered. I have already started receiving my testimonies. There's an issue that I know some of my colleagues are online, so I won't go deep. There's an issue that we've been countering on it in the office. We've been praying and we're praying. And
same office,
and my colleagues told that, Prince, we are expecting you to take the lead because you are the pastor.
Prince, if you say, "Una be kind," if you say, "Una your suffer."
And lo and behold,
as
the Lord has said, last week Friday, it came exactly as we have prayed over 1 year now. Just about 1 year. Just last Friday. It just came to pass.
Now, Friday told me,
I told them, I have thick.
No, I just said, "Why, say, I know."
There are many more that the Lord has done.
Bibri, Nyamia,
there are more the Lord is doing. But we are not in the time of testimony. That is why I'm only giving one.
Now, you need a
I'm only giving you one. I'm only giving you one. I know that
now we say,
by the first week of November. All of us should be gathered before the Lord. Thank you. We all gather before the Lord to say, thank you. So whilst we've not gotten to the November, the first week, put in every effort to pray. And the Lord will equally give you your measure. Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, this month is the month of delivery. And that is what makes it more serious. It makes it more urgent. It makes the program more important. Because we are in the month of delivery. September is the month of delivery. It is the month of delivery. And God said, in this month of delivery, I will compensate you. In this month of delivery, I, the Lord, I will compensate you. He said, this month, I will fulfill you. I will fulfill you. This month you will have angelic visitation. Angelic visitation. In your home. In your business. In your family. In your career. In your marriage. In your singleness. The Lord says, I will give you an angelic visitation. It does not matter how long it has been. But the word of the Lord is pure, and the word of the Lord is true. So far as he has spoken, as far as he has declared, he is his word, and who will perform it exceedingly and abundantly, more than what we are even thinking, or what we are even talking about. So I want you to come before the Lord in expectation. Come before the Lord knowing that He, God, is going to fulfill you. Come before the Lord knowing that He, God, is going to give you more than what you are requesting from Him. Today, it is a crossover into the new month, which is the month of delivery. The Lord gave us what? A shift. A shift. That the Lord is shifting us from the position where we are not supposed to be into where He, God, wants us to be. So if the Lord is giving us a shift, then we need to avail ourselves and be able to move into that specific shift that the Lord wants us to be. So when we move to yesterday's scripture, Ezekiel chapter 37 from 12 to 14.
He
said, therefore prophesy and say to them. Ezekiel 37 from 12 to 14. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the Lord, sovereign Lord, says. My people, including you, including I. My people, I am going to open your gates and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. I will bring you back to the place of expectation. I will bring you back to the place of your destiny. I will bring you to the place where I, God, have designated for you to stay. So 13. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your grace and bring you up from them, it makes me to understand that no matter how difficult, no matter how bad the situation, the Lord says what? I will bring you out of that difficulty.
Then
I will bring you out of that pit. I will bring you out of that trouble. I will bring you out of that situation. So whatever you are going through, the Lord says, I, the Lord, I will bring you out of it.
They
say, I will put my spirit in you. And you will leave. I will settle you. I will settle you. In this man, the Lord says, I will settle you. I will settle you in your marriage. I will settle you in your business. I will settle you in your finances. In your career. The Lord says, I will settle you. Then you will know that I, the Lord, I have spoken. I, the Lord, I have spoken.
Makasa.
And I have done it.
Na mayen so.
I have spoken.
Makasa.
And I have done it.
Ana mayen so.
Declares the Lord.
Say na erade siye.
Declares the Lord.
Say na erade osiye.
Not declares, it declared by any man.
And yet, O Nipa, there's any same kind of
the Lord.
I say, oh no, everybody now,
I will settle you.
I say, I'm my team.
What is it that you have been so troubled about?
And then,
what is it that makes you uncomfortable? If we can be conscious of our situation, be conscious of where we are, know that God is ready to settle us, we will leave everything behind.
He said,
I, the Lord, will settle you. And so far as I have spoken, I have spoken. Because he is his word. The word is him himself. He is the word himself. So he said, I will fulfill myself. I will fulfill myself. I have spoken. And I have done it. Not I will do it. Not I will. I have done it.
I have done it. Why yet?
So all that we need to do is to just pray for manifestation.
We
pray for manifestation. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 9.
It's
a simple text from there.
Six.
Do I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery?
I say
the Lord.
Already no see now. Do we do our no? Ah, on my own one.
Do I close up the womb when I bring to delivery? Says the Lord.
Now say, or do we one one? Onu nyami or two a week one one.
We are in the month of delivery.
Will
the Lord bring us to September for our delivery and not give us our delivery? Will the Lord bring us to the ninth month and not cause us to deliver? He said, oh, the Lord, I will not.
I will not. Oh, yes, sir.
Other than that, I will not cause you to live to the month of September. I will not cause you to live and to see the manifest the month of September. But he says, so far as I have brought you into the month of birth.
So far as
I have brought you to this month, I, the Lord, will cause you to deliver. I will cause you to deliver.
Say,
therefore, be hopeful.
Be hopeful.
And trust him.
Now for real, say
that he is more than able to do it.
Now obey to my man, bro. So
be hopeful.
Nyanidaswa.
And trust him.
Now for real, say
anymore. And trust him.
Now for real, say
anymore. That he is the Lord.
Now no error there.
Once he has said it.
Now say what can he do?
He will do it.
Obey ye.
Just even I want you to open your mouth and begin to thank God.
Say
thank you, Lord.
I say ready me now.
So far as you brought me into this matter, it just tells me that God, you have a purpose for me.
It
tells me that God, you have brought me to a point of delivery. That God, I am ready to deliver. Open your mouth and say, God, thank you. Thank the Lord for the month of September. Thank the Lord for the month of September.
We thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, O God. We celebrate you, Lord.
Father, yes, O God.
We acknowledge you, Lord. We reverence you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we give you praise, O Lord. We celebrate you, Lord. We acknowledge you, Lord. We reverence you, Lord. Receive your praise, O God. Receive your honor, Lord. Receive your adoration, O God. There is no God like you, Lord. There is no one that can be compared unto you. Thank you for bringing me to this
man,
O Lord. Thank you for bringing me to this man, O Lord. I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
I give you praise, yes, to God. I celebrate you, Lord. You deserve our thanks. You deserve our appreciation. You deserve the glory, the honor, the praise.
Yes,
generation, Lord, because you alone, Lord, you are able, Lord, be more than able, you are able, and you are more than able, but able, and you are more than able, you are able, and you are more than able, for that matter, I say thank you, Lord, 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 thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you.
You are able, Lord.
Lord, I thank you.
And more than
Lord,
able.
I thank you.
You are able, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
And more than
I
able.
Thank you, Lord.
You are able
Lord,
to do
matter,
more than our
capacity.
You are able
thank
to
you,
do.
Lord.
More than what we ask.
Lord,
and I want to thank you, Lord. We want to appreciate
your
name. We want to glorify your name. We want to celebrate you, Lord.
Lord, your word is
because you are able.
Father, you are faithful.
Because you are more than able. You are more than able. You are more than able. We give you praise, O God.
Yes,
we celebrate you, Lord. We acknowledge you, Lord. We reverence you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We enter by the blood. We enter by the blood. We enter this man by the blood of Jesus. We enter into this man by the blood of Jesus. We enter by the blood. 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 We begin by the blood. We enter by the blood. We begin by the blood. We enter by the blood. We begin by the blood. Holy Spirit, take charge. Holy Spirit, take charge. Holy Spirit, take charge. Holy Spirit, take charge. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, 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 Holy Spirit,
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
My Father in heaven. My Father in heaven.
In
this month.
I refuse to. 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 I
I said to them. Father in heaven, every evil voice,
everybody be
every Amen. I want us to pray and we jump new arm. We got to pray. Negative cycles and patterns.
Cyclists and
patients. Every month, there are some suffering. Every month, some kind of death.
Every month,
Parental cycle, self-imposed cycle of my life. By blood and blood, I said, clap my hands. I bring you to an end. You have entered in my life. In this month of September, you will not repeat yourself again.
Every cycle.
You are supposed to
I want us to look at something briefly at the book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 16. Matthew 4:16. And the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Other version says, the people that sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is spring up. light is spring up. So when you go to 7, he said, from that time, Jesus began to preach.
Now, if it's happening, Jesus will say, "Eka sempa."
We are going to pray.
Everyone, by here.
We are commanding the light of God into the month of September.
Now, yes, Senya me ehai ewo bosumi tosun kruimu.
If the evil can project darkness,
now se abone funu timi eto esum.
We are also projecting light.
Yes, so yema ehai epie.
We are also projecting light.
Yes, yema ehai epie.
When the light is gone before you,
I say, and how any when you man,
you will not fall.
When things
you
down,
you will not fail.
When you go down,
your path will be clear. You will see things real. You will not take any bad decision.
Now,
because a light is gone ahead of you.
If you say, and how any when you man,
so we're going to pray. My Father in heaven. Let your light, go before me. This month of September, let your light go ahead of me and prepare the way for me. And prepare my way. Let your light go before me. Prepare my way. Prepare my business. Prepare my job. Prepare my marriage. Prepare my career. My promotion. Let your light. It's your life. Go before me. In next month, from September, begin to pray now. Begin to pray now. Yes, O God. Yes, O God. My Father, let your light, let your light, go before me, 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 in this month of September, let your light go before me, go before me, to prepare the way, to prepare the way, to prepare the way, to make the way, to make the way, for my breakthrough, for my blessing, for my open door, for my open door. Let your light, let your light go before me, in this month, 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 in this month. We'll take our last prayer point and we are off. You month of September. You cannot fail. You month of September. You are my month of belief. You are my month of fulfillment. Of compensation. My mark of compensation. You are my mark of reward. You are my mark of angelic visitation. You are my mark of angelic visitation. You are my mark of shift. You are my mark of shift. Therefore, you mark of you cannot fail. You cannot fail. Speak to the month of September. Open your mouth. Declare to the month. You cannot fail.
You are not.
You cannot fail. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. Lord, you are your word. Lord, you are your word. He said, so far as I have spoken, I have done it. So far as you have spoken, you have done it. You are not about to do it. You are not going to do it. You will not do it. He said, you have done it.
Amen.
Father, just as you said, you have done it. Let it be, Lord. Let it be, Lord.
Amen.
So far as you said, you have done it.
Yes, oh Lord.
Once you have spoken, Lord.
Yes, oh Lord.
Once you have spoken, you said you have done it.
Amen.
You have done it.
Amen.
Father, you said you have done it.
Yes,
we are confident in your word.
Yes,
and we are confident in yourself.
Yes,
because you are your word.
Amen.
That you have done it.
Amen.
So it is done.
Amen.
So it is done.
Amen.
Lord, it is done.
Amen.
In this month of September, Lord, we will hear unbearable testimonies. In this month of September, Lord, we will hear unthinkable testimonies. In this month of September, Lord, we will amaze the God. You will amaze us all. And Father, we will not know how to tell our stories. We will not know how the miracles will occur. We will not know how it will be. But you are your word. Because you are your word, Lord, you have done it. We thank you, Lord. Manifest it now. Lord, manifest it now. In the lives of your people. In the lives of your people. Father, manifest it now. Let it be so as you have said, O God. And let it be done. And let it be done. Let it be done. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.